The COVID-19 pandemic didn't create remote work. It simply accelerated a revolution already decades in the making. As early as 1993, Cisco implemented systematic remote work programs, saving millions while boosting productivity. Now, 74% of companies plan to permanently adopt more remote arrangements. Even traditional financial institutions like JPMorgan Chase have restructured, while tech giants like Twitter offer forever work-from-home options. This shift eliminates commutes, slashes costs, expands hiring pools, and potentially helps close poverty and gender gaps. But what separates thriving remote teams from struggling ones? Harvard professor Tzedal Neely's research reveals the evidence-based practices that determine success in this new frontier. Real estate agent James failed his client Cliff when poor remote team coordination caused loan delays. By the time they were ready, Cliff had suffered a 25% salary reduction, disqualifying him from the loan, a stark reminder of why proper team launches matter. The 60-30-10 rule from J. Richard Hackman reveals only 10% of team success depends on day-to-day work, while 60% depends on team design and 30% on the initial launch. Remote team launches should be concise, 60-90-minute video meetings focusing on four essentials: shared goals, clear roles, necessary resources, and interaction norms. Trust develops differently in remote settings. Office workers build default trust through casual interactions, while remote workers must be deliberate. Consider Tara, a new engineer who hesitates to reach out about a bug, but eventually finds help from Marisol after noticing her helpful responses to others on the company platform. Remote teams develop two types of trust: cognitive trust, based on reliability and competence, using your head, and emotional trust, grounded in care, using your heart. While remote teams typically develop cognitive trust quickly, emotional trust requires more effort. The key to emotional trust is self-disclosure. Sharing small personal details transforms one-dimensional work relationships into meaningful connections. Remote work triggers mutual productivity concerns. Employees worry about home distractions, while managers fear losing visibility. This anxiety has fueled a surge in surveillance technologies: keystroke tracking, GPS monitoring, and screen captures, with these awareness technologies tripling during COVID-19. Yet research consistently contradicts these fears. Remote work increases productivity. USPTO found a 4.4% output increase with work-from-anywhere policies. Cisco gained $195 million in productivity, and Ctrip saw productivity rise 13%, later 22%, while cutting turnover by half. The key differentiator is autonomy, the freedom to self-govern through flexibility in timing and location. Autonomy signals trust, enables ownership, and allows workers to tailor their schedules. A telecommunications company study found remote workers reported greater autonomy, better cross-discipline collaboration, stronger career advancement, and reduced work-family conflict. Productive working relationships don't require physical proximity. Team cohesion stems from collaborative work around common goals, not shared space. Research shows remote teams can collaborate effectively with just 10% of their time spent face-to-face. The solution isn't physical proximity, but developing meaningful connections regardless of format. Remote work requires intentional selection of digital tools that enhance both productivity and relationships. These tools shape social dynamics and influence outcomes. Tech exhaustion occurs when we treat virtual communication like in-person interaction without necessary constraints. Rich media provide more information and social cues for ambiguous situations, while lean media work well for straightforward tasks. Team relationships affect media effectiveness. Teams with positive relationships need less rich media. Neutral relationships benefit from richer media, and negative relationships actually perform worse using rich technologies, as lean media can buffer conflict. Strategic repetition across multiple media is essential. Project managers with formal authority use reactive redundancy, following up when initial messages fail, while those without authority use proactive redundancy, beginning with synchronous communication followed by asynchronous follow-up. Cultural diversity challenges team communications, but appropriate technology choices help. Asynchronous modes reduce miscommunications from language differences, while synchronous communication builds trust. Rather than making assumptions about cultural preferences, directly ask colleagues about their communication preferences. The belief that agile teams must be co-located contradicts the success of remote agile work. While originating in software development, agile methodologies now extend beyond tech. Lego adopted it for better product development visibility, 3M's R&D team used Scrum to balance innovation with deadlines, and NPR tested new radio shows through small pilots before full launches. When COVID-19 forced AppFolio to go remote, their in-person agile practices were challenged. Initial enthusiasm gave way to exhaustion as their interrupt-driven collaborative culture faltered virtually. Spontaneous huddles and casual conversations that sparked innovation disappeared. Yet after two difficult weeks, AppFolio discovered remote work benefits. Engineering director Eric Hawkins realized only 10 to 20% of their work was truly collaborative, while individual focus work became more efficient without office distractions. Successful remote agile teams generate collaborative energy through five practices: preparing individually before synchronous meetings, brainstorming in shared documents, streamlining virtual stand-ups with clear speaking turns, establishing digital norms for different communication needs, and collecting anonymous feedback that might be suppressed in face-to-face settings. Cultural differences create significant challenges for globally distributed teams. Variations in communication norms can erode trust and lower performance when not addressed. Tariq Khan experienced this when leading a new global team at Teck, a petrochemical company. His 68-member team spanned 27 countries, spoke 18 languages, and included diverse age groups. The team was struggling. Operating margins had dropped from 61% to 48%. Profits fell from $46 million to $35 million, and employee satisfaction plummeted to 36%. Psychological distance, the emotional or cognitive connection between people, shapes modern team dynamics. Co-located teams naturally develop relationships through daily interactions, while global teams lack these connection points. Even excellent video conferencing cannot fully replace physical presence. As general manager, Khan enforced the company's English-only policy and established rules for inclusivity. He fired a skilled veteran who disrespected non-native English speakers, sending a clear message about cultural respect. Khan also added respect for others and their cultural differences to annual evaluations. The results were impressive. Sales grew 30%, market share increased 6%, net profit rose 72%, and employee satisfaction climbed to 89%. Leading virtually presents unique challenges when leadership must flow through a computer screen. Without in-person tools like peripheral vision, body language, and spontaneous interactions, virtual team failures typically stem from leadership issues rather than personnel or process problems. Effective remote leadership means empowering other people as a result of your presence and making sure that impact continues in your absence. Successful leaders focus less on themselves and more on creating conditions for their teams to thrive, particularly crucial in virtual environments where physical separation limits influence. Leaders must deliberately create moments for awareness by soliciting improvement insights. Three essential practices include structuring unstructured time for informal interactions, emphasizing individual differences by encouraging diverse viewpoints, and forcing productive conflict about ideas, framing dissent as opportunities to learn and innovate. The remote work revolution represents a fundamental transformation in human collaboration. By mastering these principles, teams can thrive in this new frontier of work. The future belongs to those who can harness human connection across any distance.